You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Coming up, we'll talk to a Wisconsinite about his experience in the Honduran jungle as part of the Discovery Channel series, Naked and Afraid. Right now, it's time for our weekly roundup of news stories from around the state with the reporters who are covering them. First, city officials in La Crosse have taken the first steps in approving a resolution to move toward carbon neutrality and green energy in the next 30 years. It would add to the city's previous commitment to get more of its electricity and transportation fuel from renewable sources. Jordan Vian is a city government reporter and columnist for the La Crosse Tribune. Jordan, welcome to Central Time.
Good to be here.
So back in 2009, La Crosse passed a plan to move to 25% green energy by 2025. How does this new legislation build on those goals?
It extends past where it was. In 2009, they said they were going to go to 2025. This extends it to 2050. And it's much more ambitious, going to 100% rather than the 25%.
So we're 10 years into that initial plan. Are there indications that there have been successes that make this new, as you said, much more ambitious plan seem feasible?
Yeah. Right away when they passed their last plan, they, you know, did switch out all of the lighting in City Hall. They put them on timers and sensors. So like you can even see it if you're just sitting in a meeting, the lights in the hallway will turn off if nobody's there. So they've done a lot of little things like that, switched to, you know, hybrid cars for various city vehicles and things like that.
And so, as you said, you know, this is bigger. It's extending it out longer, but it's got a very ambitious plan of being completely carbon neutral. What are some of the additional steps that are going to be taken to get there?
What the city has planned right now, just on Wednesday, they approved the purchase of two 100% electric buses. And the infrastructure that is needed to, you know, keep those things charged every day and keep those going. Also, the city of La Crosse is expanding its convention center. They have a $42 million expansion planned, and as part of the concept approval for that and the funding approval for that, the mayor pushed really hard for them to add a solar array to the ceiling, to the roof. So they'll be getting some of their energy from there rather than, you know, fossil fuels and, you know, what they use now.
So it sounds like this plan is really kind of part and parcel of everything the city is doing.
Yeah, it's been a really big focus of Mayor Cabot. He's a member of the Climate Mayors Group, which is, you know, mayors from all over the country. They're tackling this from a sort of financial point of view, as, you know, their argument is it doesn't make sense not to do things like add a solar array that'll pay for itself in energy savings within, you know, a few years, rather than, you know, continually paying high energy bills.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jordan, thanks so much for joining us and giving us some of the details of the new plan.
All right. Thank you.
Jordan Vian is a city government reporter and columnist for the La Crosse Tribune. She talked with us about new city regulations that would power city operations with renewable energy by 2050. Now, a proposed casino owned by the Ho-Chunk Nation in Beloit is getting closer to breaking ground, but the governor of Illinois is hoping before that happens, the city of Rockford will build a casino of its own just 20 miles away. Austin Montgomery is a staff writer for the Beloit Daily News. Austin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How long has the Ho-Chunk Nation been saying that they want to build a casino in Beloit?
Well, they've been saying this for about two decades now, and it's really... the last 2 years have seen the most movement on the application in its current form.
And what are they waiting on to be able to actually put this into progress?
Sure. Well, it's really at the mercy of the federal government right now. The tribe and the city are waiting to hear back on a final decision from the Bureau of Indian Affairs regarding the scope of the project. And that ruling could come later this month. according to information that was posted on another key document in the process earlier in May.
And as we said, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker said he's going to do everything possible to get a casino in Rockford before Beloit. How close is that plan to completion?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's been a really interesting week for the city of Rockford. Just started its application process. Officials are operating on, I'd say, a 2 to 4 year timeline, and that would be followed up by a proposal process, which started this week, which would be reviewed by an executive committee with Mayor Tom McNamara, and then it would head to the city council in August. And then by the fall, that's when applications would be sent to the Illinois Gaming Board. And it's important to note that multiple proposals can be sent to the state for consideration.
And very briefly, the Ho-Chunk at least are saying, you know, theirs is going to be a huge entertainment complex. It's really not going to be the same thing as the casino in Rockford. Do you think there's room for both in such a small area?
Well, I'd say that Ho-Chunk and Beloit officials are in lockstep on their messaging, saying that the Beloit Casino is a premier resort entertainment destination for the entire region. And officials have told me they don't see an issue with Rockford's casino impacting future revenue due to the scope of the Beloit facility. But that remains to be seen. Both cities say they are focused on their specific developments. So we just have to wait and see.
Austin, thanks so much for giving us the details.
Yep. Thank you for having me on.
Austin Montgomery is a staff writer for the Beloit Daily News. He talked about new plans for casinos on the state line.